Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Sweeper Podcast. Today, with you again, the hosts, Arvin and Boss.
As promised, we would like to talk about what we think of the coming winter transfer window. I know what's your opinion on this, Boss. You said that there's going to be a lot of free agents, a lot of high-profile free agents at the end of the year. But let me just give my view on why that itself makes this winter transfer window important. So, yeah. As we know, it's a troublesome time for the entire world. I hope you all are keeping safe, including you, Boss.
You too.
I think that, okay, if you think about it logically, many clubs are under. And the clubs have just started with this new season, with games starting. They're just starting to get that media money back and that TV rights money back. And so this, when it comes to media money, what happens is the bigger clubs, that's what gets more of it. The smaller clubs does not get as much of the share. So what happens is these clubs cannot afford to give another promise contract to a player who's already there. So what would these players do? These players would look for new. So people who have 1 year left in their contract, or 2 years left in their contract, clubs would rather sell them rather than lose them for free. Because that way they get to keep some of the money and they get to keep the remaining of their players. So, okay, think about this. So many clubs we have talked about and we always say either one piece is missing. Like, okay, for example, for Chelsea, we said they need a center back. For United, we said they need a defensive midfielder. For Barca, we are saying that they need a striker. For Real Madrid, we are saying they need, well, they need something, that's for sure. For every club, we're saying they need that one piece. And this winter transfer window gives them the perfect opportunity to go and get that one piece they require, because at this point, all clubs can't risk losing a player for free, and yet they can't afford to give them the contract they deserve. So what do you think about this? I think winter is going to be important. All clubs are going to splurge a little, getting their little cash, big clubs especially. But what do you think about this?
I mean, this transfer window, I mean, this season is completely new to us. And this winter transfer window is going to be a unique one, as we both think it is going to be. Firstly, clubs which haven't signed their targets in the previous window will try to get their targets in the winter. Like, for example, Declan Rice for Chelsea and, you know, whatsoever for other clubs. And I think, as you said, a lot of teams financially are improving a lot. They're improving a lot financially and getting all those money and stuff. So I think, a lot of big clubs especially, they'll be spending big. Like, I think Barca will get the deal with Depay done. And as we discussed, that there's a lot of free agents available in the end of this season. And you know, a lot of clubs might not want to just, you know, lose their top players for free. So, you know, some teams might just pay some amount of money, get the players. And we could see a lot of activities and a lot of transfer windows, interesting ones in this upcoming window. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I think so too. I'd like to ask you. So now we have talked about Chelsea and Barca in the previous two episodes. About what we can expect and what should they go for. I'd like to talk to you about the other clubs now. Which player do you see most likely United should go for and get? First, let's talk about United, then we'll talk about the other teams, because United are a case study of their own. Tell me. Go ahead.
United. I mean, I have always said that they needed a striker. And they got Edinson Cavani, who I'm not sure if he's going to succeed at United. I mean, we have seen a lot of great players coming to United and flopping badly. For example, you have Bastian Schweinsteiger, Falcao. I mean, United and Chelsea, to some extent, are famous for doing this. And I think United, they have so many things to fix, you know. Their fullback position. Their centre-back, I mean, full-back, they signed Alex Telles, but let's see what he does. And their centre-backs is definitely a position that they need to improve on. Striker, winger, defensive midfielder, they still need like 3-4 more signings. But I do expect United to at least get get at least one or two signings. I'll say they'll get two signings in the winter. Because
Who do you think? Okay, so we're talking about United defense. We're talking about Chelsea defense. But for Chelsea, you said Alaba. What if United goes and gets Alaba? I mean,
that would be I don't know how it works. That would be heartbreaking.
But that would just lead Chelsea to go for another option like Skriniar or Jimenez. But personally, here's the thing. United, I think they always, since the past 5 years, they've been messing up transfers on a grand scale. And if you think they're going to go for this player, they're going to go for the worst option possible in their list of players.
Yes.
So I don't think United is going to have a great transfer window in winter, but it's going to be important to shape their season and the next few years. This is the thing about this winter. They have, it's the perfect opportunity for them to get players for cheap, but I don't think they'll do it right. Now, okay, we talked about United. What about Tottenham? Who do you think Tottenham requires this winter and who should they go for? And this is the perfect time for a club like Tottenham to make that one signing to revitalize the entire team.
See, with Tottenham, they have had a very good transfer window. And in our Tottenham's episode, I said that they needed a centre-back and their window would be perfect. And they got this guy called Joe Roden from Swansea City, who is yet to prove himself in the Premier League. But with his profile, his physicality, and how well he has played for Swansea and the Wales national team, and also, Gareth Bale suggested Mourinho to sign this guy. And getting this guy, Joe Roden, for £12 million could be a bargain. But if he doesn't perform well in the first half of the season, then I think Tottenham seriously need to go for a centre-back. Because we have seen in the latest game how they conceded 3 goals in just 10 minutes. It's, you know, defensive errors. Since Sanchez headed the goal in his own net, the whole defense looked shaky. And it's mainly due to, you know, mentality and the qualities of the player. I think if Tottenham get a centre-back this winter, they could mount a serious title challenge. And yeah, along with other clubs. Now let's get to Everton a bit. They're having
Sticking to Tottenham, yeah. Everton, yeah. I got to tell you something, boss. Okay, so about Tottenham, before we move on to Everton. Imagine this situation. Tottenham is continuing to not do as good as they should be. In fact, some people predicted them to be in the top two or top three this season based on how open the league is and how Mourinho is a winning manager. Imagine if Kane, who's playing so well, reaches winter and Tottenham are like, let's say, out of the top five, out of the top six.
Yeah.
Could a club which needs a striker go after Kane and get him? Because in this world, anything, we can't predict anything. If Kane says he wants to leave openly, it's very possible that they let him go, like just like Christian Eriksen.
Yeah, I mean, could be if Tottenham doesn't have a good season, which I doubt.
If so, I doubt too.
I mean, anything can happen, but I doubt they'll have a bad season. And I'm pretty sure they'll end up with a trophy, but in case it is that, I think, yeah, definitely. Man United should be going for Harry Kane. I mean, teams which need a striker should be going for Harry Kane, because Harry Kane is... I can say that he's a top three strikers right now. He's out there.
Premier League, yes. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is number one.
as of now. No, in general, in terms of class, in terms of experience, in terms of quality, I think Harry Kane, along with Robert Lewandowski, is up there in the top three, top five of Europe right now. I really think so. He's so complete. Like he,
Aguero, Benzema.
Benzema, he's up there. He's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Kane is a top striker, and yeah, let's see, man. Let's see. So moving on from Tottenham, yes, Everton. Yeah. I mean, they're having a fantastic start, but what else can they do to improve the team and, you know, ensure that they're actually mounting a serious title challenge? Who do you think they should sign?
Ready for this?
Yeah. Yes.
I think they should go for two positions. And this might come as a surprise based on what they do have, but I think they should go one for a centre-back and two for a winger. And this is funny because they have Richarlison and James on the wings and their defence is actually working. And they have Mason Holgate and they have players who can play in the defence, in the centre-back. But why I say this is because I think they need So Mason Holgate, I prefer him as a right back than a center back. I gotta say that. If they get another center back, then that could give competition to Mina, who is doing well. He's doing really well. I would say Mina wouldn't go away, but if one defender could give competition to Mina, that will be great for the team going forward. So I think they need one center back and the winger. Why? Because I don't trust Bernard to do as well. And that's left wing. And Alex Iwobi, I mean, he's great. But Alex Iwobi is the kind of player who I could play him in either of the three positions. I want in particular one right winger who, if James comes off or if James is injured, we don't go away from that 4-3-3 formation and place him there and he still do great.
Yeah. So who do you think they should sign then? Which names come to your head?
That's a difficult thing. But I mean, if it was me, I would give it all to go for Upamecano and see if that no one else gets him. Because the way Everton are playing right now, they're trying to soak pressure and then play the long ball through and then attack from the wings, especially with the fullbacks. So you could see the two center backs are doing so well with the ball that Upamecano is perfect. He's physical and at the same time, he's good with the ball.
Yeah.
If Upamecano joins Upamecano and Keane, that's the center back. As for right wing, see, when Everton made Moise Keane as a signing, I was so excited. But I don't think we should go for a younger player. Maybe a more established one. Who do you think Everton can go for in right wing? Who can? I think if Diego Jota was available, I would have said Diego Jota. But he's no more available. So who do you think Everton should go for in a wing position, if anyone?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of names, actually. But I'll talk about winger, but I'll say my preference for Everton in the centre-back role. If you've heard, Everton were linked with Fikayo Tomori to get him on loan from Chelsea. I think if Everton can get Fikayo Tomori, it would be better. You know, I think Fikayo Tomori has a lot more potential than Michael Keane. And in overall, I think he's a good player. A better player, but with less experience. And Ancelotti seriously wanted Fikayo Tomori. But Fikayo Tomori, he turned down the move because he wanted to fight for his place in Chelsea. But as you said, Yerry Mina needed to go forward. I mean, if Fikayo Tomori comes in, he's quick, yeah? He's like the quickest player after Timo Werner in Chelsea. So I think if he can come to Everton, I think he can give, you know, more freedom to Yerry Mina and actually, you know, bring the best out of him. I think in the centre-back position, Tomori could be good. But in the winger, I think Everton can, you know, look into the Serie A. They have a lot of wingers there. Like Jeremy Boga of Sassuolo could be a good signing. He had a fantastic season last season.
Well, what about Justin Kluivert?
Justin Kluivert, isn't he on loan at RB Leipzig right now? So I think it's unlikely. Unlikely because he's on loan.
I would say that Everton should go for him whenever possible, though.
What do you think about Irving Lozano from Napoli?
Lozano is a striker, right?
No, he's a winger.
I thought for Mexico he plays strike. But I mean, Lozano is a good option if he's willing to play that second fiddle. Lozano seems great. And Lozano will be fine if he's replacing James for sure. And with Dominic Calvert-Lewin, it's good for goal scoring opportunity because Lozano is good at finishing the ball. I've seen that.
Yes, he's very productive.
Exactly. So that will be great signing. Yeah, I would agree. Another club I want to discuss with you, boss, is who should Liverpool get? Man City is, I think, set now. I did talk about Man City getting another centre-back earlier in another episode. But I think Man City really, they can't sign anyone else. It's harder for them. But what about Liverpool? Who should they get? Who should they get in the winter transfer window?
Definitely, as Virgil van Dijk is injured and out for possibly 7 to 8 months, they need a centre-back. You know what? This is funny, yeah? I mean, it's the same thing Man City did. Last season, Man City were having a bad season because first they lost Vincent Kompany and they decided not to buy a centre-back, thinking that 3 would be enough for the season. And look how much they suffered. This season, Liverpool losing Dejan Lovren thought the same. No, let's not go get a centre-back. We'll be fine with the 3 centre-backs. and now Virgil van Dijk is injured. It's the same situation with Man City last season. They got Laporte injured and they had to play with... Even John Stones were injured and they had to play Fernandinho at the back. And
yes,
long-term, that's the didn't thing. Work out.
That's the difference. Fernandinho did all right in defense. I mean, not as good as they could, obviously. But who could replace... If Joe Gomez gets injured tomorrow, who is going to play centre-back for Liverpool?
Liverpool, in this situation, they shouldn't repeat the same mistake as Man City if they still want to, you know, be in the title race, because right now the title race is wide open. Any team can win it. And so, yeah, Liverpool, a centre-back is a must. A centre-back is definitely a must. I mean...
any player who joins Liverpool will know that their position is not guaranteed at all by the time Van Dijk comes back. They can't go and get Alaba, that's for sure. It doesn't make any sense. So, which centre-back would make sense for a team like Liverpool?
Well, it's tough because Liverpool have probably the best centre-back right now in Van Dijk. So, to get someone in to replace him, it's a million-dollar question, I would say. Who could Liverpool buy? Oof, that's really tough to answer, especially to replace Van Dijk in this situation in the winter transfer window where teams don't usually let go of their top or main players. It's really tough for Liverpool. I think they should, you know, go for some bargain signing and hope that they become top players or, you know, I mean, tough for Liverpool,
We can't be sure about the top player thing. I mean, there is a high chance Man City also goes for Messi this winter and Barca decides to let him go. And this is because of the financial situations of each club. So we can't predict the nature of the next transfer window, just like we could in this transfer window. So maybe, just maybe a top team will be willing to let their top defender go away, just balance the books, you know. But, you know, it's, again, another funny thing about this is most clubs require a centre-back. That's what everyone is saying. Centre-back for Chelsea, centre-back for United, centre-back for Liverpool now, centre-back for Man City, Tottenham. And this is the era of not enough centre backs actually being there. I mean, we have talked about this before.
Definitely.
How there are not enough young centre backs coming through who are good enough, and we have seen it for our eyes. For example,
I mean,
other than De Ligt, which other four or five centre backs? Which other four or five centre backs do you know who are young and who are going to do great? We can't answer that because. Compared to before, which was a defensive era, now we're transitioning to a very offensive period of football. And the centre-backs is a very redundant position, sadly. And now that the teams are having this problem, it's going to be a huge issue going forward for all clubs to find a centre-back. Either football itself, as in the nature of the game changes and becomes more offense-oriented for every team. And then if that's the case, that's another thing. But... otherwise, clubs will have to seriously start developing its own centre-backs now.
Yes. Well, it's so true. Whatever you said right now, it's so hard to find a top centre-back. And there's only, I think, two top centre-backs right now with young and high potential is Matthijs De Ligt and Dayot Upamecano. These are the two names that pop up to my mind. And maybe Jules Koundé of Sevilla. But these players are nowhere near, you know, PK, Puyol, John Terry, Rio Ferdinand. We lived in an era like maybe like 5 to 6 years back. There were so many top centre-backs in abundance. Like every team had a top centre-back, you know, like Jan Vertonghen in his prime, John Terry, Rio Ferdinand, Gerard Pique, you know. And now we're in a time where the centre-backs, top centre-backs are so hard to find. And a lot of teams, all the teams indeed, needs a centre-back. And there's no one or nowhere you can go and find a top centre-back, which is, I find it really funny.
I find it funny and sad. I mean, imagine from Vidic and Ferdinand to Maguire and Phil Jones.
From Terry and Cahill to Christensen and Zuma. I mean... yeah, it's a different time, man, altogether.
It's a different time. So what would you suggest for clubs who just cannot find a centre-back? Go for the Chelsea system of offensive loading? Or I think the nature of football is going to change, though. Defence will... because you can already see from the 80s, now the fullback is an attacking position more than a defensive position. And with the center backs also becoming more and more less important, I think the nature of football is going to change, and maybe a new position is created, or something is going to happen where they play with three-man defense with two fullbacks on either side and one center back. Who knows? Who knows which the next system is going to be, which works? But I don't know. Good luck to anyone who finds out a way past this quality defense, man. That's the biggest takeaway from this transfer window. If you find your center back, then you can stick to your ways. If you don't find the center backs, good luck trying to figure out a way to get past this.
All right, then. That would be it, guys, for our episode on this winter transfer window take. I hope you all liked it, and see you in the next episode.